This Black Friday will be the last for bargain hunters to shop at the discount retailer Filene's Basement. The chain recently declared bankruptcy and will soon shutter 21 locations. But for many people here in the Boston area, the Basement has been gone since 2007, when its original flagship store in downtown Crossing closed. That store first opened in 1909 beneath Filene's department store as a place to sell off extra stock. And as you'll hear in Michael Bavaro's 2010 documentary Voices from the Basement, almost every day at the original Filene's Basement was like Black Friday.
I remember these chaotic scenes with my grandmother and my mother participating in these scrums, which is what they were, you know, and it's for a little kid. It was really something to see, you know, it was kind of stand back and hope you don't get crushed.
People were rude. They were really rude because, I mean, if they wanted something, they lunged. They didn't just politely pick up things.
When they fought over it, they'd take it, the head boss would take it away from them.
Yeah.
Boston psychologist Sue Edbrill was executive producer of the film, and her grandmother worked at Filene's Basement for nearly 40 years. Sue joins us in the studio. And Sue, outside of Boston, what many people might remember about Filene's Basement is the running of the brides. That was an annual event where there would be these incredible one-day sales for high-end wedding gowns.
In terms of the running of the brides, I think it's really important to understand that what the Filene's brothers created with their incredible sales of very high-quality merchandise, there was always the running of the customers. My aunt, Myrna Cohen, talks about the $7 skirt sale in the 1950s, which enabled her to buy all the skirts that she wore to college. But that whole running was way before the running of the brides.
It was just running for deals of any kind.
The incredible sales that they had.
And there were some people who would come daily. They would come as the store opened to see what was put on the floor overnight.
Absolutely. And that's very much related to the automatic markdown system.
So tell us about that.
Okay. Edward Filene came up with this idea that over a period of time, merchandise would be discounted and that ultimately, if it was not purchased, that it would be given to charity. Well, customers who were very savvy and whose job it was to find bargains in the basement had their own way of sort of working the system. So they would identify items that they liked, and then they would hide them. And part of the film, we talk about the places, the different places people would hide the merchandise.
And the sales clerks whose jobs were to ferret out those places and get them back on the main floor.
Yes, or else maybe put it in a pair of patent leather go-go boots also in the 1960s so that they could get the item. Because if the item was not purchased and it kept going down in price, they would eventually get it for a very, very low price.
I want to add that there were some people for whom a great buy at Filene's Basement was a huge victory, but then other people would never want to admit that what they got was from Filene's Basement. There was the to tell or not to tell group.
And it was very interesting because I did a lot of reaching out to celebrities who grew up in Boston. I was very impressed by the fact that the male celebrities jumped on board to be interviewed. I mean, Mike Wallace spoke for 2 hours about his experiences, and there was only one nationally known female celebrity that was willing to be in the film. I think that spoke volumes.
Sue, your documentary is very much a love story. It's a tribute to Filene's Basement. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to make this movie?
I grew up with these incredible stories from my grandmother, who was very hardworking and had to work. And I wanted to pay tribute to her about what she taught me about work life and community. Even though she didn't have maybe more than a high school education, I felt she had something very important to say and that I wanted her voice to be heard. And in that way, I really wanted to honor her.
Many people remembered the sales clerks like your grandmother. Let's hear that clip from the film.
I remember the salesmen because they were all great characters. I mean, all of these salesmen were, you know, they were so helpful. And I think they kind of took pity on us college kids, you know.
Salespeople were a little rough. But you had to be, I think, to work in. They were not young.
The store was always run on if you were, a stock boy, and you could work your way up and get into the men's suits. It was a lifetime job.
They gave the salespeople a lot of autonomy, a sense that they were important in doing what they did.
Sue Edbrill, do you think the sales clerks at Filene's Basement were actually different in some fundamental way than sales clerks at any clothing store?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. In terms of the original Filene's Basement employees, this goes back now to the 1930s and the 40s and the 50s, when it was the most famous discount bargain store in the world. You had to have a certain spiritedness. To this day, when we meet with people who had worked in the basement, and now they're in their 80s and 90s, they still remember stories and connect with one another in a way that the bond never, ever went away.
I remember I had a brother who had a kidney transplant and so on and so forth. He was sick, and finally he passed away. And I think the whole store just about closed that day because everybody, including these guys, came to the funeral and everything, and everybody did things like that. If you needed help, they were there.
Filene's brothers created that by creating a very, very supportive work environment in some ways.
In fact, many listeners may not know that Filene's Basement had a health clinic, and this was in the days before employers offered health insurance.
That's...
So tell us about some of the other programs that created that sense of loyalty.
They had a nurse on staff, so if you didn't feel well, you could go see the nurse. Blue Cross Blue Shield was eventually the outcome of the Filene's brothers' conceptualization of health care for employees.
In many ways, Filene's Basement was the great equalizer. People who were very well-to-do rubbed shoulders rummaging around those bins with people who were not very well-to-do.
Mm-hmm.
However, for a while, the only African-American employees there ran the elevator, so it was not equal for all.
Absolutely not. And I don't want to give that impression that it was. There clearly was a lot of discrimination that continued to exist in the basement, certainly in terms of equal opportunity for black people who wanted to work in the basement, and the equal opportunity for how the salespeople worked on the men's side of the basement versus the female side.
Before the Filene's Basement stores closed for good, do you plan to go back one more time and look for a bargain?
No. When the original basement closed, that's when it was over for me. I did manage to see a gorgeous fur coat that I felt B was just saying, you have to have, because it was such a bargain.
Be your grandmother.
Yes. And so I did leave with that. But it was over when those doors closed, because it's not about the basement stores. It's about that hole in the ground in Boston. It brought so much into the hub of Boston.
Sue Edbrill is one of the executive producers of Voices from the Basement. She's been talking to us about the end of the Filene's Basement chain, which is in the process of liquidating. Sue, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Have a great holiday weekend, and please join us again next week, Here and Now.